The America's Cup defenders have lashed out at a government investigation into their use of millions of dollars of taxpayer funds for the event. Team New Zealand wants the Ombudsman and the Public Service Commission, formerly the State Services Commission, to review the official probe into claims of financial mishandling. It's been almost 3 months since the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment found no evidence of wrongdoing or fraud. The Ministry and the Serious Fraud Office have now confirmed the two agencies had discussions about the America's Cup finances, and that revelation has angered the defenders. The chair, Sir Stephen Tindall, told our reporter Amy Williams there hasn't been any communication with the SFO. They want to set the record straight and also want an investigation into how the Ministry conducted itself.
Well, the biggest concern, obviously, was when we first got a telephone call from Europe to say that they'd heard that we were under investigation by the government. When Grant Dalton then confronted the informants about this, the next day we basically heard from MB. So we didn't know what was going on, you know, and then we found out that this had been happening for the last 5 months. So, you know, we just could not understand that as partners in the event, you know, we weren't consulted earlier on. If we had been, we could have nipped this whole thing in the bud.
Where to from here? ACE Team New Zealand has referred the matter to the Ombudsman and the State Services Commissioner. What's the request?
Well, we obviously would like to think that somebody else takes a close look at this, whether it's the Public Services Commission or the Ombudsman, and basically investigates it and clears us.
What has the process been like, and how does ACE feel like it's been treated?
Well, the process has been absolutely tortuous, and we felt like we've been treated incredibly badly. I mean, there's a breach of natural justice.
And of course, it is in the public interest. Is ACE disputing that at all?
No, we're not disputing it's in the public interest at all. I mean, the public should know that we have done nothing wrong. And that actually was the case after the Bede Varley report came out.
And yet it also did show that it's quite hard to track, isn't it? The finances, the public money going in and out, the different vendors, if you call them, overseas arrangements with TV production, that sort of thing. Is it difficult to get transparency with this?
No, not at all. I mean, when you think about the fact that there's $200 million being spent on this event, the public money going in is $40 million. And, you know, there is a couple of things that came out in the report that are contractual. You know, we believed under the host venue agreement that we were fully entitled to charge some of the cost towards designing the boat, etc. Now, that's going to be aired in a mediation. So that's absolutely fine. We're quite happy about that. But the main thing was that we don't want something hanging over our heads that we haven't done.
Has there always been some degree of questions over the funding and that sort of thing? Is this part and parcel, or is this worse than other years?
No, I think this is, if you go back over the history of, 169 years of America's Cup, these sort of things have happened through the ages. So, you know, the public seem to expect this type of thing to happen, actually.
That is Sir Stephen Tindall. And the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment has issued a statement saying it's treated Team New Zealand and event organisers with respect. It says it wants to ensure the hosting of the 36th America's Cup is successful.